they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life, our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing.
Now we seem to be having some trouble with our musical feed tonight. Ask that you just please bear with me. This is Paul.
Be a warning when you're running down my.
This is Paul from You're on the Fighting Side of Me here on AltRightTV.com.
Country horse, you walking on the fighting side of me.
Apologize that this feed is not quite what we made hope for tonight. You're on the fighting side of me, but with more news.
He just don't believe in fighting, and I wonder just how long. The rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey.
Leadership that we've come to expect under Justin Trudeau, our Minister of Public Safety, he's former Toronto Police Chief Bill Blair. He's a very multi-culti, pro-LGBTQ, you know, the usual type. He's been a liberal politician now for, he's into his second term. And we have ongoing wildcat strikes or wildcat disruptions of rail lines and other transportation across the country. Yesterday, some protesters down on the Mohawk Reserve at Tiendanegat, just west of Belleville, Ontario, put some burning debris on the railway track. The trains went right on through, but it could have, the debris could have derailed a train, and of course. Could have caused loss of life among the people, and this, of course, comes from the fact that the natives have for 20 years been indulged, and what will be lawlessness in your your part or my part is indulged, and And so we are reaping the whirlwind because of this. Now, I mentioned our public safety minister, Bill Blair, and he said, well, these blockages of railway tracks are not really terrorism. I see. Using violence to occupy, to block key transportation, commuters, and others, according to him, is not terrorism. I'll certainly tell you what it is. This sabotage, and it is considered a threat to national security under the Canadian Security and Intelligence Service Act, or the CSIS Act of 1982. In wartime, what does an enemy try to do on your territory? Well, it tries to sabotage things. You know, blow up railway lines, bomb factories, destroy hydroelectric generators, etc. That's what an enemy does. Here we have internal enemies. And I must make the distinction. We're not talking about the Indians. We're talking about a radical fringe of radical Indians who do not recognize our sovereignty. And, of course, we're also talking about environmental crazies who are also involved in this sabotage. But Blair said, this was not a terrorism. Your head spins with disbelief. Well, if that's not terrorism, what is? There was threat to property and life. It's completely illegal. And these blockages have been forbidden by court injunction. What can it be? If that's not bad enough, the chief commissioner of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. That's her, Brenda Lucky. Well, she may be lucky, we're not. We've got this female head of the RCMP. Oh, I know. Women can do anything men can do. I would be happy if she actually would do her job. But she made it quite clear in a press release today, a press conference today, that the RCMP have a different standard of policing when it comes to Indians, to Native people, and that enforcement of a court order is the last item of business. They will try everything else before enforcing a court order. Well, that basically means that that we have, as I pointed out before, two forms of justice in this country. We have one form of justice for the tax-paying, hard-working, dispossessed European founding settler people, and another permissive justice system for special minorities, in this case, natives. I'm going to try to read a couple of things that she said. The head of the RCMP was also at a committee meeting this morning in Parliament, and she was asked about the RCMP role in the protest. Earlier this month, the RCMP, which acts as the provincial police force in British Columbia, enforced a court injunction against protesters who had been preventing contractors from accessing the construction site for the Coastal GasLink project, which would be carrying natural gas from Dawson Creek to the LNG terminal in Kitimat. She said, and I'm quoting directly, "The discussions for us are not always if we're going to enforce an injunction. It's how we're going to enforce it and when we're going to enforce it so we can get the most peaceful outcome." Okay, yeah, I don't disagree with trying to have a peaceful outcome, but not a matter of it should not be a matter of when they're going to enforce it. And that's exactly what happened. We were very patient. It took several days, and we cleared the service road. We have the discretion of a couple of things in an injunction, mostly about the timing and the intensity. It didn't take them a couple of days. It took them over a month. We have a specific policy that we've created specifically for indigenous blockade, she said. Of course, enforcement is the last option. I repeat that again. Of course, enforcement is the last option. Okay, what are the cops there for, if not to enforce the law? That's what it comes down to. And basically, this is anti-white policing. Special privileges for Native people. She should be fired. She should actually resign in disgrace, but failing that, she should be fired. Here's Bill Blair, looking like a tired sheepdog, replying to a conservative member of parliament who wondered about whether these blockades of rail lines are terrorism. While he's concerned about ongoing protests along rail tracks in Quebec and Ontario, Public Safety Minister Bill Blair said this morning that they don't constitute acts of terrorism. Oh, no, okay. On Wednesday, protesters set tires on fire and tossed them onto the tracks near Belleville on the sea and rail lines, which often carry flammable chemicals and petrochemical products. During this morning's meeting of the House of Commons Public Safety and National Security Committee, Conservative Member of Parliament Doug Shipley asked the minister whether the blockades are being examined as a terrorist activity under the criminal code. No, they're not, Blair said. I agree definitely with proper civil demonstrations. I'm all for that. But what we're seeing is certain things, like I saw yesterday with burning goods on rail lines across Canada. I thought they may have crossed the line, said this Conservative Member of Parliament Doug Shipley. I would not leap to that determination, but leave it to the police and to our prosecutors to determine whether or not any conduct meets a threshold of that limit level of criminality. You see what I mean about it's this absolutely wimpish permissiveness. Well, Indians draw the appropriate conclusion that the law just can't quite apply to them the way it does other people. But I'll tell you who it does apply to. It applies to reporters. For instance, a reporter from Rebel News who went to another blockade, this one outside of Hamilton, Ontario, which caused massive disruption to a commuter line, plus a line that also carries freight. And so this reporter, David Menzies, went to the rail line and to the blockade, and he found a number of things. He calls this the new abnormal in Canada. Antifa types camping out on a railway track is A-okay as far as law enforcement is concerned, but a journalist chronicling such lawlessness is threatened with arrest. And that's typical Canadian degenerate policing. Reporters threatened with arrest. People actually blocking a rail line. They're just left alone. The latest whack-a-mole pop-up railway protest against gasoline pipeline is now taking place in Hamilton, Ontario, inconveniencing thousands of GO Transit commuters and bringing yet another halt to freight train traffic. The blockade, ostensibly in solidarity with the Wet'suwet'en natives of British Columbia, and I must say in brackets, a small faction of the Wet'suwet'en. The elected band councils have signed on with the project for the project and will do well financially. And some of the hereditary chiefs are in agreement. Only a holdout faction of a few hereditary chiefs. So when protesters wave the banner of the Wet'suwet'en, they're actually misleading people. Most of the Wet'suwet'en are in favor of the pipeline. And the reporter, David Menzies, continues, the protesters were completely unable to articulate their rationale for shutting down the rail traffic. It did not appear that there was a single native present, although laughably, the Toronto Star did manage to interview a woman who said she identified as being native. What do you mean? She was born black and thinks she's native? Or she was born white and hates herself so much she wants to be a native? I mean, identified as being native? Nonsense. More two-tier justice was on display. While police turned a blind eye to the squatters, I was threatened with arrest for practicing journalism. Welcome to Justin Trudeau's Canada. And this is, of course, Rebel News Media reporter David Menzies. And here is an audio, or actually it's also video as well, but here's an audio of what happened today. It happened earlier on Thursday. As we see the complete betrayal of law and order in the face of illegal blockages of railway lines. Enforce the law. If you enforce the law, you might be, at least according to Mr. Turbin, Turbin guy, the head of the Socialist New Democratic Party in Canada, you're a racist. I see. So enforcing the laws that apply to all of us is racist. Well, here is the report from Rebel News. And we may have, this may be a little slow because of the
Hey guys, can you tell me why you're blocking the rail line here?
Why aren't you responding to the lawful order of a police officer?
Here's a police.
Well, this is, I think, the spiral we're in this country, sir, is that when millions of Canadians
Why are you not responding to the lawful order of a police officer?
I'm trying to answer your question, officer. When millions of Canadians see the rule of law not being enforced, then I think the rule of law gets disrespected,
quite
frankly.
And what you're doing is you are contributing to that right now.
David Menzies for Rebel News here in Hamilton, Ontario. Well, folks, normally standing on railroad tracks, like the ones I'm standing on, isn't a very prudent nor safe idea, but, well, can you believe it? Like the whack-a-mole game at the carnival, another rail protest has erupted, shutting down train traffic, this time traffic between...
And this feed, as I warned, is a little bit interrupted. And you can see the railway.
Hamilton and Niagara Falls, Ontario. It's seemingly by a bunch of agitators. I don't know if there's any natives. They call themselves Friends of Wet'suwet'en. But as far as I can tell, they're just the professional agitators that like to protest something and inconvenience anyone. Now, this sprung up just hours after the rail blockade in Belleville ended yesterday. And they were served an injunction by CN Rail, and they dutifully obeyed that injunction. No, not really. They actually burned it. And about a half a kilometer behind the protesters, there are several law enforcement vehicles. Well, I'm going to wade into this protest and see if any of these people can articulate why it is that they're shutting down train traffic and costing the economy millions of dollars in the process. Oh, hello, sir. Are you part of the protest?
How's it going?
Oh, okay. Well, why are you guys shutting down the rail track, sir? Got some LCBO bags here, folks. It looks like there's going to be a party later on. Chips. Waffles.
chocolate.
You know, sir, as you're standing in front of my camera lens, I couldn't help but notice that your coat seems to make use of materials that are derived from the petrochemical industry. Much like that sleeping bag over there and those tarps over there. That Home Depot bucket over there. It looks like the one Samuel Opoku was using to pour feces on people. Do you think, sir, there's a bit of hypocrisy there? You're against fossil fuels, but you have a lifestyle that depends on fossil fuels? Folks, this is why my hockey career came to an end. I just couldn't skate past the big guns on the ice. Yeah, they always did this. They checked me into the board, see? Anyways. By the way, guys, how come you conceal your identities? Is there any reason for that? Can you take off your burkas and show me who you really are? In the Department of Irony, part 113. What do you want to bet, guys, that most of these people here are the same sort of people that support causes like no one is illegal, and they're against border walls, and they're against borders for nations, and yet as you can see behind me, they have a line which I interpret to mean the borderline for their camp. Now, I don't know if you heard that little dialogue, folks. The lady in the green nylon petrochemical jacket asked them if they were going to come down, and the two other ladies who are making their way up the hill, they said, one of them said rather, she's got to go back to the car. The car to get more firewood, and so it is they go. Yeah, I guess they didn't exactly bicycle or take a rickshaw here, did they? To find back to that carbon spewing car. What do you want to bet? It's not a plug-in Prius or a Tesla either. By the way, do any of you folks have jobs? Or you do? What do you do, sir? Sir, what is it that you do? Okay, as much as this is problematic, a bunch of people defying the law, defying a court injunction, and incredibly inconveniencing so many other people and costing the Canadian economy perhaps millions of dollars per day, as much as that is frustrating, folks, I'm going to show you what is even more frustrating, okay? It's that behind me. It's law enforcement just sitting there. There are several police and cruisers, and they are not doing anything. I mean, if this was you or I taking a shortcut across these tracks to the lake over here, they'd throw the book at us. But I guess if you self-identify as a native, even though the majority of natives want this project to proceed, it's hands off. Okay, the first police cruiser I see is from the Hamilton Police Department. Hi, officer. I'm David Menzies with Rebel News. I'm just wondering, why are you fellows not enforcing the rule of law here today, sir?
Don't have any comments.
No, but they are breaking the law, what they're doing, aren't they?
Don't have any comments right
now. No comments? Okay. Wow, just, I got the same reaction from the protesters.
All right. Moving along. No comment.
Yeah, hi there.
You realize that you'd be arrested right now, right?
Oh, really?
You ID. So can do you have ID?
No, I don't have ID on me. But sir, why could I be arrested right now?
I'm gonna have you leave now. Okay. All right. I'm not gonna talk to you right now.
Can they be arrested, officer? I'm trying to square the circle. You're saying that these people who are illegally blocking the tracks down yonder, that's okay, but, and they're in defiance of a court order too, but you're going to arrest me for what, practicing journalism?
Just give me a minute, David, okay? I'll come back and talk to you in a minute, okay?
Okay, I respect that, sir. I'll wait here. I heard my name on the walkie-talkie. Wonder if the SWAT team is going to descend soon. Yikes. I'll be right back, guys. Well, what do you know? It is the CP police. Hi, guys. How you doing? My name is David Menzies with Rebel News.
Oh, hi, Dave. I've seen your video. Listen, Dave, I really appreciate, though, if you get away from the rails. It's very dangerous.
Well,
we're Canadian Pacific police officers, and part of our job is safety.
Okay.
Okay, we really need you to get off railway property. It is a federal offense of trespassing.
You know
you
what?
Understand that?
I understand you loud and clear, officer.
Okay, this is not a public area.
Okay, but is that area public where all those protesters are?
No, it's not public at all.
Can I respectfully ask why you're not enforcing the rule of law?
We're dealing with you right now. Okay?
Right. Yeah. But
you want us to deal with the rule of law right now with you, sir?
So you would arrest a journalist for practicing journalism, covering the protest, but the protesters...
I know your spiel. I watch it all the time. It's
okay.
Great.
I appreciate that.
It's great, but you same spiel, and it doesn't make it any better. It doesn't. You are trespassing right now. A railway property is a federal offense, and we need you to leave, simply with a warning.
And I guess... If I don't, you're going to arrest me?
Sir, that's what ultimately could happen, yeah, for your safety. It's not for debate. We have a job to do to keep this area safe and the people around it.
That's exactly my point. Okay. It's not up for debate.
Okay, so let's move. Let's go. No, so how about this way right here, okay? I'll escort you out.
Well, my car is back there.
Okay.
And,
you can take a long walk around to it because you can't go back down through railway property.
But sir, it's a fair question. If you're giving me the bums rush out of here under threat of arrest, why aren't these people being arrested or at least being threatened with arrest? I don't understand.
We're under investigation right now.
Okay, can you put me under investigation for a couple of hours?
And it's a lot simpler when it's one-on-one.
I guess I better be careful what
this
I wish for.
This investigation is closed. You know. You're on your way out, okay, with a warning. How's that?
Why does the law apply to me and not to these
agitators? Law does apply to them.
But they're not getting harassed.
They are under investigation right now.
I don't know what that means, because under investigation to me means I have to leave the premises right away. Sir, am I getting this wrong?
No, and I think you're stretching it here. Why aren't you responding to the lawful order of a police officer?
Well, this is, I think, the spiral we're in this country, sir, is that when millions of Canadians
see...
So
why are you not responding to the lawful order of a police
officer? I'm trying to answer your question, officer. When millions of Canadians see the rule of law not being enforced, then I think the rule of law gets disrespected,
quite frankly. And what you're doing is you are contributing to that right now. Do I have to put an arm on you and place you under arrest? Because we will do that.
So can you tell me when I get my final warning? And can you tell me when they get their final warning?
Right now is your final warning.
Well, I don't want to get arrested.
Any further on those people. All I can tell you is they're under investigation.
Wow. I'm very saddened by this. Surely when you say it's a matter of opinion that I say these guys are breaking the law, that's really a statement of fact, isn't it, officer?
Again, yes, they are breaching a law of the land.
Okay.
And I can agree with that just like you were. And that's why I removed you. And again, it's for the safety and security of the railway and everybody around it, correct?
Okay. But, again, it only applies to me, it seems.
They're still under investigation. Okay. Yours was easy to do. You're a single person.
Oh, jeez.
That is a most incredible piece of journalism. And you have to actually have had experience dealing with the... the shallow men of law enforcement to appreciate what goes on. There you had it, the absolute baffle-gab and gobbledygook, both from the regular police force and the Hamilton police. They wouldn't make any comment. You know, it's a citizen, a journalist asking them a question. We pay their salaries, and a lot of us are getting fed up with it. You know, if you're not going to do a job, quit. We can save a lot of money. And the railway police... Well, they're protecting, there's a federal law against trespassing on railway property. Okay, understand that. why does it apply only to the rebel media journalists? You heard what he said. You're one person. You see, they're bullies. That's the nature of many of these people. They're cowards and they're bullies. Yeah, it's okay to beat up on one guy. Well, they're not prepared to take on the... there was not a very big crowd of these masked bandana goofballs either. But they're cowards. Instead of moving in and saying... a total nonsense. BS. Oh, they're under investigation. Yeah, well, how much investigation does it take to see blockading the railway lines for hours? Well, it has to be investigated. Yeah, like who are they, or are they really actually on the railway lines, or no? This is just bureaucratic bafflegab and an excuse not to enforce the law. Mr. Menzies is a white male and fair target for police harassment. And his report does a fantastic job in emphasizing just how corrupt law enforcement has become in our country. Essentially, we're under an occupation. Minorities run riot. And the police that we pay to enforce law and order and protect us often do not. I don't want to say never, but the consistent application of the law, saying, okay, Menzies, you're on railway property, that's a federal offense, leave. Fair enough. Oh, of course, added bullying. Of course, he's made to go the long way around back to his car, because to get to his car, he'd have to recross the railway tracks. That's typical, law enforcement type sadism. And Menzies made a very good point. It's you people who are bringing the law into disrepute. Because it's clear, it's just not being applied to the people who are involved in these very damaging blockades. And as some members, conservative members of Parliament are suggesting, and I think they're right, especially where violence is being used, they're involved in a form of terrorism. Let's call it what it is. And the purpose is not really to make a point. To make a point, you have a demonstration. Wave your signs outside of a federal government building or city hall or along a highway. But when you block transport, like these people are doing, that's different. That's not making a point or trying to state your views or your grievances. As they say, they're trying to shut the country down. Well, in wartime, that's called. I mean, it's called sabotage. It's a very, very serious offense. And here we've got the police basically winking at it. Oh, well, they're investigating. That's old claptrap, and simply not to be believed. Oh, it's investigating. Or the other one that you hear so much these days, they're monitoring the situation. Means sitting on their dupes and doing nothing. Meanwhile, of course, harassing reporters who are trying to show people what is being done, or maybe more accurately, what's not being done. And what's not being done is that the law is not being enforced. Yeah, the law is not being enforced. There's one law for mainstream Canadians and another law for privileged minorities. And one of the privileged minorities are the Native people. And in this case, their allies. And I must again emphasize, because it's very important, this is a radical faction among the Native people. Many Native groups have signed on to pipelines and so on in lucrative agreements that will help their bands, and that's a good thing. So it's not entirely racial. It's radical Indians against development. and you would think in many cases against the interests of their own people. Or do they want their people to remain poor so that they can remain in some ways their leaders? You know, if people are relatively content and don't have a lot of grievances and see that things are improving, no reason to be too radical. Well, here's a story out of Croatia. And even in Catholic Croatia, the LGBTQ agenda rules, and more than that, unfortunately, at a festival, there was an incident where an image of a homosexual couple with an adopted kid was burned, and the crowd cheered. Now, that, you know, whether you approve of that or not, is an exercise of free speech. It was not an incitement to violence, and nobody was hurt. Here's a story out of Croatia, kind of a grotesque-looking LGBT two males kissing, and they've been lit on fire, and people are applauding. Member of Parliament Arsen Bauk of the Social Democratic Party of Croatia has announced that he will file a criminal complaint against the organizers of the Bakova Povorka, which took place in the town of Imotski, as the local police station the local police station, he's going to make the complaint, for burning an effigy of a gay couple. Zoran Milanovic, who's the president of Croatia, has demanded an apology from the organizers and an appropriate response from the relevant legal institutions. In other words, persecute people for expressing their dislike of homosexuality. Or I should say, homosexual practice. Numerous comments have appeared on social networks condemning the Imotski Carnival, where an effigy of a same-sex couple holding a child was burned at the ceremony to widespread cheers. The child was presented in the form of Social Democratic Party member MP Nenad Stasic with a five-pointed star that's Yugoslavia on his forehead, according to a local report. And this Arsen Bauk has announced that he will file a criminal complaint against Milivoj Duka, the organizer of the carnival parade, and he will do this under Article 325 of the Croatian Criminal Code. There's a tradition of masks in Dalmatia in which the people normally express their dissatisfaction with powerful political and social figures. However, the lynching of minority groups runs contrary to that tradition. Well, that's not recommended. There's nobody lynched. Somebody was burned in effigy. We can just see the depth to which the homosexual lobby has infiltrated even traditional Catholic Croatia, and it's a very sad thing that we see happening. I come back to the just vile, absolutely vile policing. And of course, it goes right to the top. The chief commissioner of the RCMP says they have special arrangements for dealing with native protests. You know what that suggests? I'll tell you. Does it not say that law will not prevail? That if you're sufficiently disruptive, they'll make accommodation for you, especially if you're a minority. You see, I use that term, dispossessed majority, very advisedly, and I must admit I didn't make it up. It's not my creation, but it's the title of a great book that you should read, The Dispossessed Majority by Wilmot Robertson. But it very accurately describes our situation as the European founding set of people of Canada and the United States. We have been sidelined and discriminated against by a procession of privileged minorities. And it's time, quite frankly, to take our countries back, to reassert our strength in Canada and the United States. I'm going to take my take my musical break now, and here's a medley of songs by a great entertainer from the 1980s, a man by the name of Boxcar Willie. Here's Boxcar Willie. We may be just a little bit slow in getting this this going because of the we've got quite slow internet here. I'm up in the mountains of British Columbia recording this tonight, and this is Boxcar Willie with a Hank medley, actually Hank Williams medley, including songs such as
I'm gonna do you a little medley of Hank Williams songs. If you hear one you like, you tell me about it, okay? I tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Biggest fair to my heart is you can be. Well then, if you no longer care, all the love that's beating there, take these chains from my heart and set me free. You do. I know that I could never be this blue. If you only love me half as much as I love you. Today I passed you on the street. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. Somebody else stood by your side, and he looked so satisfied. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Here's my favorite, ladies and gentlemen.
see you change your name. I couldn't stand to see you wed another. Oh, wedding bells will never ring for me.
Oh, I wish we could sing Hank songs all night, but we don't have time to do them all. I've had the pleasure of playing in 41 countries around the world, ladies and gentlemen, and I've never been anywhere yet, no matter what language they spoke, if somebody didn't know this next song of Hank Williams. Here's the song that made his name famous all around our world. I got a feeling cold and blue, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Beautiful dream. We couldn't quit singing Hank Williams songs unless we did the first one that he ever put on record. Do y'all know what the first song he ever put out was? It goes like this. Came in last night at 10:30, that baby of mine, she wouldn't let me in, so move it on. Shove it on over. Move over, big dog, talking to the dog, moving in. Well, she warned me once and she warned me twice, but I don't take no one's advice, so move it on. Hold it on over. Hold over, little old, call the big dog moving in. Move over, high dog, call the cold dog moving in.
And that's Boxcar Willie. And I hope you like it. Here on our musical break, I'm going to play a tune here that Merle Haggard made really famous, and it so much sums up the patriotism and the spirit of this man. It's called America First. And this is Merle Haggard and his proud patriotic song, America First.
We're the ones who need it worse. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Valley, who's in charge of it all? God bless the army, God bless our liberty, that comes the rest of it all. Hill men in position of backing away, freedom is stuck in reverse. Let's get out of Iraq, get back on the track, and let's rebuild America first. Thank you. big states, we're the ones who need it the most. You think I'm blowing smoke? Boys, it ain't no joke. I make 20 trips a year from coast to coast.
Merle Haggard, and that's America First. Well, you've got to love that. Here's George Jones, and he appreciated the importance and the value of traditional country music. And this is a song, Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes? And I'm going to try to suppress this ad that says, this is George Jones.
You carrying there, pal?
George Jones.
You mean the band? George must fly everywhere.
Nope. Just George's trip. We're heading home.
We don't see nobody since the interstate opened. Do you think he might sign my guitar?
He's awake in there. Holler at him.
Mr. Jones? Mr. Jones?
Yeah. Hey, old Hammond. What do you know?
Would you sign my guitar?
A few others have. I sure will.
Great. Just a second.
Oh, my goodness. Would you look at this? Waylon, Hank, Lefty, Willie. Where in the world did you get this?
They were all right here. This used to be the main highway. We just got lucky a few years, I guess.
Well, my goodness. What else you got?
Come on in.
All right.
You know, this old world is full of singers, but just a few are chosen
to tear your heart out when they sing.
Imagine life without them. All your radio heroes,
like the outlaw that walks through Jesse's dream.
No, there'll never be another
red-headed stranger, a man in black and Folsom prison blue.
The Okie from Muskogee, or hello, darling.
Lord, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the Opry and the Wabash Cannonball? Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you?
Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes?
God bless the boys from Memphis. Blue suede shoes and Elvis. Much too soon he left this world in tears. They tore up the 50s. Old Jerry Lee and Charlie. And Go Cat Go still echoes through the years. You know, the heart of country music still beats in Luke the Drifter.
You can tell it when he sang, "I Saw the Light."
Old Marty, Hank, and Lefty
why I can feel him right here with me.
On this silver eagle rolling through the night.
Who's gonna feel their shoes? Who's gonna stand back tall?
Who's gonna play the opera
and the wabash cannonball?
Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you?
Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes?
Yes, I wonder
who's gonna fill their.
This is Paul Fromm. You're on the fighting side of me here on altrighttv.com. We'll back with you again tomorrow. And I sign off tonight, as I always do, with the anthem of the real Canada, the Maple Leaf Forever. This is Paul Fromm, and you're on the fighting side of me. And again, we take a moment or two just for this we've got a very slow internet connection here tonight. This is Paul Fromm, and I'm signing off with the Maple Leaf Forever.